the K105.3 Hollywood Beat with Jenny Lewis.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
K105.3.
Ooh-wee! Brought to you this time around by Malachi Screen Printing and Embroidery Services. Wishing the Western Panthers and the Lumen Christi Titans the best of luck coming up this Friday night. Your only live coverage right here on K105.3. And the best place to get your high school, middle school, parochial school, elementary school, primary school logos on a t-shirt, hoodie, or sweaty is at Malachi Screen Printing and Embroidery Services, Page Avenue in Michigan Center. What's going on in Hollywood, kid?
I have to just say, Breaking Bad, it's coming back.
I'm very happy about
this. It's coming back. Me too. They are making a movie.
Give them a point on that.
It's going to star Aaron Paul. Oh, I can't wait for this. So this movie is going to pick up where the series finale left off.
And I really want to say something about this, but I don't want to give away spoilers, only because I came into Breaking Bad very late.
Okay.
I only started watching it on the Netflix.
Sure.
And binge-watched the entire show.
What'd you do this weekend? I broke Bad. That's all I did.
That's all I did. I mean, what a great show when one of the first shot is just Walter White.
Yes.
Standing in front of an RV.
Yep.
In his underwear.
Yep. That's, and then you're like, I want to watch this show. What happened?
He doesn't know where there's boxers? That's what I was.
So we will avoid the spoilers.
Yes.
But definitely watch this show.
Well, Bryan Cranston, and this isn't a spoiler, Bryan Cranston doesn't know if he's in it at all.
Okay. All right, you're right. Not a spoiler. Selena Gomez, she is out of rehab. So apparently she's in rehab. So apparently she had a little bit of an emotional breakdown and she went into rehab to get help.
I am going to speculate.
Okay, please.
You think it was Bieber related?
It could be. They were together for a while.
And I say this with all due respect, but she's 26 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the maturity of people that grew up in the Disney, Nickelodeon system.
Right. Or in Spotlight. Yeah.
I think they're several years behind the average 26-year-old.
Okay.
Would that be a fair...
I think so. Given what we know of celebrities right now in that age group, yes.
How many times do you think she heard no?
Oh, not a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So I think dealing with what at the time was the love of her life, getting married as quickly as he did, and on again, off again, on again, off again, on again, off again.
Right.
I think that coupled with she's dealing with lupus.
Yeah, she is. Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. She had a recent surgery.
I hope she's well.
And even if you weren't in the spotlight, you found out that the love of your life, right? Even at 26, it recently got married right after a recent breakup from you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that could put anyone in a spin. But friends close to her say she's doing well. So she's going to get back into the studio. She's going to start working again. So good for you, Selena. We hope you do well with that. Maroon 5 is going to be performing, right? They're going to be doing the Super Bowl halftime show this year.
Okay.
But On Location Experiences, the hospitality partner that works with the NFL, is giving opportunity for even more live music leading up to the main event, right? So as if Super Bowl is not exciting enough, and the halftime show, they're bringing Ludacris, Lil Jon, they're bringing...
What?
Bruno Mars, Cardi B,
yeah.
And Aerosmith. Are you kidding?
Where are they bringing them
to? An amazing show.
Where are they going to be at?
They're going to be at the Super Bowl Music Fest.com.
Okay.
You can check that out.
There it is.
So good. That's the beat.